Thank you, Mr. Chairman. India has always believed that consensus on characterization and definitions of the weapon systems must be a priority of this group. We have sought to develop a clear understanding of which technologies, which weapons and weapon systems, which effects and uses of such technologies, weapons and weapon systems, might be affected by a definition or characterization being considered by this GGE. We would also like to have precision and clarity about the impact of such a characterization and the limitations that may or may not be associated with such a characterization on research and development of future weapons and weapon systems. At this stage, I'd like to make the following 5 points in respect of the text which you have proposed. One, we note that a working characterization is contained in the document. We take note that you have adopted this method in furthering the work of this group in accordance with its mandate. Two, we are still studying the characterization and its elements. Three, we, like many other delegations, would like to have greater clarity on the issue of nominal human input. We note that the term was proposed in a working paper submitted to the GGE and have studied that paper. We'd like to learn more about this concept. We note that this term does not exist in IHL. We would also like to have a greater understanding of the term context-appropriate human involvement and judgment in relation to nominal human input. The distinguished German colleague has, for instance, raised an important question about the contradictions between the weapon systems that would come under the purview of the first and second clauses of the text that is currently being considered. My distinguished colleague from South Korea has raised an important point about how it may be difficult to arrive at a common understanding of concepts such as nominal human input. Number four, another preliminary comment that we have is about exclusions. My delegation is studying the list. I would like, in this context, to endorse the remarks made by the distinguished delegate of the United States. At this stage, in accordance with our position on seeking precision and clarity, we would like to propose that uncrewed vehicles be specifically mentioned amongst the list of excluded items. Number five, I'd like to echo the comments made by the distinguished delegate of Israel on the issue of lethality in consideration of lethal autonomous weapon systems and about the inclusion of the concept contained in the words independently and identify in the first clause. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.